and welcome to the Mean Time to Insight podcast, brought to you by Enterprise Management Associates and presented by EMA Vice President of Research, Seamus McGillicuddy. The EMA Mean Time to Insight podcast explores emerging trends and technologies in the world of network infrastructure and operations.
Hello, everyone. This is Seamus McGillicuddy. As the intro said, I am the Vice President of Research at Enterprise Management Associates, and I'm here to talk about a topic that I think is pretty hot right now, which is a network source of truth. What is it? How do you get one? And what should it do? I conducted some research recently into network automation strategies in IT organizations, enterprise IT organizations. We surveyed 350 people who are involved in their company's network automation projects. I also interviewed about 10 network automation experts in Fortune 500s one-on-one about this topic. And network source of truth has become a very high-profile area of debate around the topic of network automation. And you might be wondering why that is. So let's define it, because I think defining it will help you understand. If you haven't heard of one already, it'll help you understand why it's important to network automation. Now, a lot of people will tell you their own definitions. I don't really have a strict definition, but I think of it as an authoritative repository of data that defines your network, that shows you what your network intentions are, like how you intend your network to operate. It can contain things like configuration standards or golden configs, as some people might describe them. It can contain design standards, like how a network should fit together from a topological perspective and from a control plane perspective and things like that. It might also contain IP address space. You know, an IP address management tool or spreadsheet will contain, for instance, all the IP addresses your organization uses and or owns and internally, and what those IP addresses are assigned to from an infrastructure and an end device perspective. And it helps you sort of keep track of what address space is in your organization. It might also contain security policies and application requirements, all kinds of things that sort of map out an intention for how your network should work. It might also contain data on the state of your network. Like some people I talk to will tell me that the true source of truth about a network is the production network itself. So what do you do to get that? Well, you discover the network. You have a tool that goes out and finds all the devices on your network and gets inventory information and actual configs from the network. And that tells you what your network actually looks like. It also might have a model of the network. It takes all the data about your network and models it so that you can actually see how all the devices on and nodes on your network interact. It might even have traffic flow information too, depending on what's important to you. And all of that data sort of comes together and enables someone to execute some kind of process through a network automation solution. Like, this is the place you go to gather all the data you need to plan that automated change or that automated process that you want to execute on with your tools, such as provisioning a new router or changing the configuration on a switch or enabling a new service on your network. Source of truth becomes the reference point where you pull all the information that you need to make the change or execute the process, knowing that, you know, you're relying on a good documentation of how your network should operate, and making a change is going to happen in such a way it's not going to break things, right? So this might be the place where you also try to analyze whether the state of your network complies with your intent for the network. Like, how do you measure whether your network complies with your intent, and, you know, based on its ability based on the source of truth's ability to pull configs and metrics and things and compare it to your config standards and your design standards and your security policies. So is this something that a lot of people have? Our research showed that 80% of the people involved in network automation strategies believe that they have something they consider to be a source of truth. But only 20% of that 80%. So one in five of people who actually believe they have a source of truth about their network, only one in five of them said that source of truth was completely effective in meeting their needs. And when I talk to people on one-on-one, they tell me that, you know, quite often they rely on open source stuff for this, or a lot of homegrown stuff. Some network automation vendors claim to have a source of truth embedded in their system, their products. But most of the people I talk to tell me that what they have was kind of quick and thrown together and serves a purpose, but isn't perfect. Like, they tell me, for instance, that it doesn't contain all the data they want to have in it, or it's not a point-and-click tool. You need a lot of technical skill to actually use it, which limits who can run automation with it. You know, we asked all the people in our survey, not just the ones that have a so-called source of truth or believe they have a source of truth. We asked all the people in our survey and our research, how do you collect and store the data that you would consider found in a source of truth, regardless of whether you actually think you have such a thing? 62% of them said that they had a federated system where they had multiple repositories of data that were integrated either directly or through a central platform. Another 22% said they claim to have one central platform that holds everything. Most people I talk to on a one-on-one basis claim that this is impossible, but 22% of them said that's what they're going for. And you think about it, that 62 and 22 kind of adds up to 80%, right? It's a little over, but I think that points to a close approximation of what a source of truth is, which is a federated system that pulls data from multiple repositories and establishes an authoritative source of truth about your network. You know, it might be pulling config from multiple places, but it's identifying one as the most authoritative, for instance. 15% of the people in our survey said that their source of truth could be found in multiple siloed data sources. Maybe there's an Excel spreadsheet, for instance, and a wiki, and then like a couple commercial tools that hold certain repositories of information. And then 2% said they don't really have access to a lot of the data that might be found in the source of truth. And so they feel it's incomplete. They, for instance, maybe someone owns one repository of critical information that no one else is allowed to touch. And so they can't get at it and freely access it when they're trying to automate something. These people also told us that the systems that typically hold some kind of aspect of their source of truth include a data center infrastructure management system, an IP address management system, a configuration management database, network controllers like what you might find with a wireless LAN network or a software-defined WAN network, and a network discovery tool. So those are the types of places you find sources of truth as you're trying to pull something together into like an authoritative repository. If you had a federated system, those would be the systems that you'd look at typically to pull something together. You might have like a central tool that holds a lot of the data you might find typically in some of those kinds of platforms, but not necessarily all of them. And then it would, you know, specialize in integrating with a lot of those tools and pulling data from them in order to provide you an authoritative repository. And that would be good because as people update some of the individual platforms, you know, like, oh, I've purchased some more IP addresses, or I've reclaimed some IP addresses from some devices that have been taken out of service. So I'm updating my IPAM. It'd be good if you had some central tool that, if you had a repository or a federated system that could discover changes in that IP address space management tool and update itself on what's available, making API calls to IPAM on a regular basis. If you think you need a source of truth in order to execute on a network automation strategy, like, what should you be doing? Like, how should you go about establishing something that's effective? Well, we asked people, what are your priorities for the functionality that you might have in a source of truth, whether it's like a central platform that holds everything, which some people claim to have, or a federated system where you may have a central platform pulling data from multiple places to maintain an authoritative view of your network truth, let's say. First thing they told us is they needed to have a system in place for ensuring data quality and authority. We've talked about authority already here, you know, especially since most sources of truth are federated systems. There might be conflicts between the repositories that have overlap in terms of the type of data they contain. Maybe you have a configuration management database that has, but you also have maybe a network automation tool that contains a repository of configuration information about your network. And there might be some overlap in terms of what's stored in those two platforms. So which one is the true authority on how your network should be configured? A source of truth should have the ability to understand what's authoritative, like perhaps through policies that you enter into it, or, you know, the way you configure it so that, you know, when it's pulling data, for instance, it's not going to overwrite. Let's say you've decided that your network discovery tool or your network automation configuration management tool contains authoritative information on network configs. But the CMDB that your IT service management team owns also maintains a database of network configs. Your source of truth needs to be able to understand that your tool is the authoritative one, right? Like the network team, your network configuration management tool is the authoritative source of config data, but it might need to connect with the CMDB to pull information about other parts of digital infrastructure as it's trying to put together security policies or application policies. And it also might be good to have it overwrite config information about your network in the CMDB to make sure it's up to date if you have a good source of truth in your config management tool, for instance. It can take the information from that through your source of truth and overwrite the CMDB, which might not be as up to date. So there's opportunities there. The second biggest thing that people in our research are looking for from a source of truth about their network is a security policy lifecycle management capability. There needs to be a way to take information like configs and design standards and IP address space and things like that and apply it to a model of the network so that all of those individual pieces of network data can be mapped directly to how security policies work so that, you know, a change in security policy can reveal how configs must change, and a change to a config can reveal how it complies with or violates a security policy standard. That way, as you're making automated change, you can reference your source of truth to implement changes to security policy or implement network changes and validate that they comply with security policy. And then that actually leads to the one of the other big capabilities that people want in a source of truth, and that is having an accurate network model. Being able to take the data about your network and create a model that shows how all the little pieces of all the different types of data sources in your source of truth map together into an actual model of the network and how the network itself should operate. And that allows you to do abstract things like security policy management, application policy management, things like that. Aside from features and functionality, what's the best way to assemble a source of truth? You might have questions about that. And we thought about this in our research as well. You need to avoid data silos. You need to integrate systems of record wherever you can. If you can't integrate, you should replace. This will help you eliminate manual data gathering by people who execute network automation processes. For instance, if you have multiple siloed sources of truth, that means when someone needs to make an automated change to your network, they're logging into different things, they're referencing maybe a spreadsheet or a wiki, and they're copying and pasting things from different systems and collecting it together manually, and then using that collected data to guide the changes they make through a network automation tool. And that can lead to mistakes. People who tell us that they have a lot of manual processes around the gathering of data from a siloed source of truth also told us that their network automation strategies tend to be less successful, and that their source of truth was less effective, and that return on investment from a network automation strategy tended to take longer or not be realized at all. So you really need to think about how you break down siloed data in the various repositories that contain your source of truth by federating things as much as possible and automating the gathering together of data as much as possible. Also, make sure that whatever you adopt offers multi-vendor support. For instance, some people tell me that, you know, I have a really good source of truth for vendor A, Cisco. It's the network management tool that Cisco sold to me with all the switches and routers that I bought from them. And that contains my source of truth. But you know what? I also have firewalls from a second vendor. I have routers from a third vendor. And I have load balancers from a fourth vendor. And a lot of that stuff fits together into services that I'm trying to deliver across my network, but I don't have a good source of truth for those other three vendors. So having a multi-vendor approach to source of truth is really important. Also, open APIs are essential. If you're working with a vendor, you'll look for supported integrations, especially with the rest of your network automation tool set. So like if you have like a source of truth vendor, for instance, you ask them like, who do you integrate with in terms of change management and network discovery and network validation tools and monitoring tools and ticketing systems and things like that? Do you integrate with any of that stuff? And if so, do you support that commercially? Like if I call up your customer support line about integration with my IT service management tool and ticketing system, will you be able to help me with that integration? That's very important. And people tell me that, you know, they're integrating with, you know, IT service management, security monitoring, DevOps automation and orchestration tools. There's lots of things that people want to integrate their source of truth with. So supported integration is great. Open APIs, also very important, because a lot of people are just going to integrate stuff on their own because they're very specific ways they want all their tools to fit together. And finally, most people I talk to say that as I mentioned earlier, the best source of truth about a network is the production network itself. Being able to discover that can give you a lot of information about the current state of your network, but also if you have good enforcement of network configuration compliance and design standards, it's probably the way you intended the network to work anyway. So whether that current state of the network complies with your intent consistently or not, it's very important to have a discovery capability, a network discovery capability in your source of truth so that you can pull information about the actual state of the network and compare it with how the network is intended to look through your config standards, your design standards, your security policies, and everything else. So you need some kind of way to discover your network, to compare it with, state with intent. And a lot of people will say that that's actually like a separate tool from a network source of truth, which, depending on who you talk to is probably correct. But some people would say, I want the ability to have both the intent and the state in one place. You may achieve that through some of the, what I was discussing earlier, which is, open APIs and integrations. Maybe you have a very good network discovery tool and you have another tool that contains intent that you consider your source of truth, and you have good integrations between the two that allows you to compare intent and state. And that can really help you with ensuring compliance with design standards, but also with troubleshooting. For instance, if you're having a problem with a part of your network, like you're zeroing in on a VLAN or a particular interface or something, one of the first things you might want to do when you're troubleshooting something on the network is say, well, does the intent for my network currently meet the state of the network? Like, is the config on the switch the way it's supposed to be according to the policies that are written into my source of truth? And if there's conflict there, you know very quickly that that's probably the source of the problem you're having with, like, performance on your network related to that device, for instance. So it can help you not only with day zero, day one operations, but also day two operations, ongoing management of performance and availability and so forth. So that's what I see as, around this, the discussions of source of truth these days. I think it's a hot topic right now that if you go to a conference that has a track on network automation, or if it's a conference dedicated to network automation, you will see a lot of content around the source of truth. There are multiple vendors out there that are working on this, mostly startups. And they're, most of the network automation vendors who provide like a full multifunction network automation platform will also have a component that they will define as a source of truth. And they are all going to these conferences and talking about this and listening to the hotly debated arguments that are going on between people on the IT end user or buyer side of this whole debate. So keep an eye out, look for what kinds of conversations are going on out there and how people are coming together on a more unified definition for a source of truth and what potential benefits there might be to your organization as you try to establish one to drive network automation and network operations in general. And if you have any thoughts or questions about this topic or any other topic, feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Shamus, Shamus, at emausa.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Shamus EMA, Or you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm there too. So thanks very much. And until next time, this is Seamus signing off.
Thanks, Seamus, for all your great insights on today's topic. And thank you to everyone who listened. Learn more about Enterprise Management Associates, research and consulting services by visiting enterprisemanagement.com.